Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and listening all over North America. I hope you've had a terrific Monday. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for being here. Man, we're finishing up week 4 of the NFL season. We've got 2 games, Monday Night Football. We got Major League Baseball playoffs starting tomorrow. We got a lot to discuss, and we've discussed a lot. 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific is when we start. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. The Miami Dolphins score another touchdown. Miami Dolphins now lead the New York Jets 17-3. Okay, how about this? Darren Waller, not one, but 2 touchdowns for the Miami Dolphins. Who saw this one coming? I thought this guy was retiring and quit. Meanwhile, in Denver, the Broncos are now on the board. The Denver Broncos, they lead the Cincinnati Bengals 7-3. We know Jake Browning is in for the injured Joe Burrow. Jake Browning has yet to throw an interception. That's good. And then meanwhile, Bo Nix rushing in for the touchdown to get the Broncos on the board. The Broncos lead the Bengals 7-3, and the Dolphins lead the Jets 17-3. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we got more to get into as the show continues on. Of course, at the end of this show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been September 29th all day long. Hey, NBA had its media day. We'll hear from some of the NBA stars. And then we got some news when it comes down to the Super Bowl halftime show. We'll get into all of that. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to the guests who have joined us so far throughout the course of the show. Gabe Lax from USA Today talking about Major League Baseball and the postseason that starts tomorrow. Thank you to Sean Syed from Sumer Sports, covers all things NFL. And then, yeah, we even talked about the Baltimore Ravens. We have no idea the status of Lamar Jackson and his hamstring following that loss yesterday to the Kansas City Chiefs. But Cordell Woodland came through and joined us. He covers the Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We'll see what happens. We even got Brock Purdy, who looks like he might be missing time again, maybe possibly, as he deals with that turf toe injury. He came back for the first time and played yesterday against the Jags. He went down. We heard about Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers is out for the season with a torn ACL. And so the NFL beat goes on, and it eventually, well, week 4 will end tonight. Before we went to break, we also talked some college football, the Georgia Bulldogs. Kind of the same old when it comes to Alabama. Kirby Smart, only one victory, now has moved on to 7-8 losses against this Crimson Tide. And then here we have, it's kind of bad for Penn State. It seems like every time you need Drew Aller to get the job done at the end of a game, he misses the boat, and he cannot do it. He does not get the job done. So, hey, James Franklin has a lot of explaining to do. Drew Aller has a lot of explaining to do. And then, speaking of explaining, man, we had an explanation from the Arkansas Razorbacks today. And no, this had nothing to do with the Razorbacks and that ass-whooping that they took, unfortunately, just for their fans, for them, at the hands of Notre Dame, losing 56-13. It cost Sam Pittman his job. The Razorbacks are standing now with a record of 2-3. And you want to know who's taking the team over? Bobby Petrino. The same Bobby Petrino that got fired more than a decade ago because he was riding around town with a woman who was not his wife, who was employed for the football team, who was a young woman, on a motorcycle when he had an accident. And then he lied about it. Yeah, it cost him his job, but he was welcomed back last year as offensive coordinator. And now with that big old loss to Notre Dame, he's been welcomed back as their interim head coach. When you think about a guy who lied to the prior administration, when you think about a guy who disgraced the entire team, why in the hell are you bringing him back as the head coach? Yeah, it's interim. He's not full-time. He may not have the job past this season. Why now? What the heck is actually different? Bobby Petrino, he says, well, I'm back. I'm happy to be back.
First, let me say how thankful I am to Coach Pittman for bringing me here and giving me this opportunity to come back to a place that I love. I'm very grateful for Hunter and Chancellor Robinson and the Board of Trustees for allowing me to come back a year ago and be an assistant coach here and then being able to do this.
Listen, man, don't ride around town with people that are not your wife. I hope he learned. That was a long time ago. So I hope he learned. One thing that he learned being the offensive coordinator is that there are guys who are coaching the defense that he doesn't like because he came through. Bobby Petrino basically fired every defensive assistant coach. Listen to this. Why are you firing these people? You just took the job.
You know, whenever you make a decision, you base it off of, number one, what's best for the team. Number two, what's best for the individual players. And I felt that, you know, it was in our best interest to do what we did this morning for our players to improve individually, get a little bit more motivated. And I think it'll help our team overall get out on the field and compete and find ways to win a game.
Good luck. All right. They got a bye week. They just got smacked by Notre Dame 56-13. That's what got Bobby Petrino's job back. But after that bye, good luck again. They're going to need all of it. Arkansas is going to take on Tennessee. And I could see another beatdown coming. Okay. Let's just put it that way. Bobby Petrino was like, let me get through this year and see if I can keep this job on a full time basis. I wouldn't have brought the guy back from last year. Just a wild situation. I know he's happier than a pig or Razorback and you know what. How about this? Justin Fields taking it to the house, a rushing touchdown, a long one, getting the New York Jets back into this game. The Jets offense looked listless and now they only trail by 7. The Miami Dolphins lead 17-10 against the New York Jets down in Miami. That rush, that score by Justin Fields, taking it to the house. We know he has the legs. 43 yards as he goes all the way. Hey, Bacha, who's that? There's too many football games. Is that A-Chan?
It's either Ollie Gordon or A-Chan. One of the two.
Oh, my. Yeah, one of the Miami Dolphins exited the game here with a busted up knee.
Oh, no, that's Tyreek Hill.
That's Tyreek Hill, yeah. Oh, my God.
I thought you meant on the field now. No, Tyreek Hill made a catch on the sideline for a first down, and then you don't want to see it. His leg bent a different direction.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so not good. So they're sending him to the hospital right now.
Well, his leg, was that a cast or a brace?
That was a full-on brace, and it looked like it was a full leg one.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Hey, it's the NFL. I personally don't like Tyreek Hill as a human being or a person, but I'm not wishing an injury on anybody. It's just unfortunate. You know, he's done a lot of complaining about his status and where he stands on the team and how much he wants to be there or not be there. He's been a whiner, a complainer. He's had a good night up until now. Tyreek Hill exiting the game. He exits with 6 catches before he goes down with that injury. Yeah, he's leading away. 67 yards, 6 receptions, and now Jalen Waddle is going to have to step up. Darren Waller already with 2 touchdowns as well for the Miami Dolphins. So maybe they'll get a little help, and this will maybe help the Jets get back into the game. We know Tyreek Hill is the best player, period, on these Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Denver Broncos still lead the Cincinnati Bengals 7-3. They're moving the ball. Yeah, Denver has the rock, trying to get some more points up on the board. Bo Nix with a 6-yard touchdown rush to put Denver ahead right now, 7-3. Of course, as these games continue on, we'll keep you up to date the best way that we can here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Bobby Petrino, not the only guy doing some explaining today at a press conference. The NBA, a lot of their teams held media day, which means we heard from a lot of stars all over the NBA. What can we expect this season? What will they do? And we learned a lot, like LeBron James telling us once again, yeah, I'm closer to the end than I am to the beginning. Listen to what LeBron had to say to the assembled media with the Lakers.
Like you just said, I don't know when the end is, but I know it's a lot sooner than later. So, you know, just, you know, being super appreciative of the fact that I could come up here, do another media day and talk to you guys and do all this stuff around here.
Oh, boy. Do we got to do this every time he talks to the media? Are we going to get to a point where LeBron James just tells everybody, hey, don't ask me about retirement. It's going to be a waste of your time. I hope we get to that. We should have got it today. We know that there was so much conversations about Luka Doncic and, you know, what happens with Luka? It's now his team. He signs a contract extension. Is LeBron going to leave now? This is what LeBron had to say about Luka and how it affects his retirement.
How much will that weigh into your decision as you go forward with this season?
As far as how long I go in my career?
How long you can in your career,
right? Nah, zero. The motivation to be able to play alongside him every night, that's super motivating. That's what I'm going to train my body for, you know, every night. That I go out there and try to be the best player I can for him, and we're gonna bounce that off one another. But as far as me weighing in on, you know, him and some of my other teammates of how far I go in my career now, it would be literally my decision along with my wife and, you know, well, two of my boys are already gone. Well, one of them is somewhere around here. Yeah, Bryce is down there in Tucson, so he's out the house. So it'll be a decision between, you know, me, my wife, and my daughter. Like, that's not even, it won't be, hey, having a meeting with my teammates, it won't be that.
Well, speaking of your kids, you talked about Bryce being at Tucson playing at Arizona. Well, we know Bronny is with the Los Angeles Lakers. He's right there with you. LeBron, you wanted to play with one of your sons. You've done that, accomplished that. Do you want to play with Bryce in the league? He may not be on the Lakers, but what about his own NBA prospects? What about that, LeBron?
No, I'm not waiting on Bryce. No, I don't know what his time. I don't know what his timeline is. He's his own young man now. Like, he's down in Tucson. We'll see what happens this year, next year, you know. But he has his own timeline. I got my timeline, and I don't know if they quite match up. But we'll see.
Yeah, LeBron learned certainly from the experience with Bronny. He saw that he doesn't want any more smoke. He doesn't want any fire. He doesn't want any issues when it comes down to, you know, boosting up one of his kids to get a leg up. So he's staying out of that one. Obviously, if Bryce is good enough to be drafted this year, he'll be drafted with no LeBron. And then LeBron also doesn't have the same leverage as he had when Bronny came into the NBA. So LeBron has no choice but to go ahead and let that one play out. I don't think teams are going to be hand and fist over LeBron, you know, or draft Bryce just to bring a LeBron into the fold. That's not the only guy in Los Angeles who spoke today, Kawhi Leonard. Yes, everybody's favorite robot spoke to the media. We know the NBA is currently investigating this contractual situation between Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers, as Kawhi Leonard seemingly got a lot of money, $28 million, to do nothing from a former company that went bankrupt called Aspiration. Apparently, it appears, reportedly, that the Clippers paid Kawhi under the table utilizing this organization, which is a no-no. They tried to do this allegedly to circumvent the salary cap. Kawhi Leonard, not known for being a wordsmith, Kawhi, he talked about this investigation regarding Aspiration.
Oh, I mean, it's easy for me. I mean, I don't read headlines or do conspiracies, theories, or anything like that. So, it's about the season and what we got ahead of us right now. And, tomorrow we'll start camp and see what we got.
Do you have any reaction or statement regarding some of the things that have been alleged over the last month?
No. I mean, the NBA is going to do their job. None of us did no wrongdoing. That's it. We invite the investigation. It's not going to be a distraction for me or the rest of the team.
Yeah, there you heard it from Kawhi. No conspiracy theories. Nobody did anything wrong. Kawhi just got paid $28 million to do nothing. To do nothing. To be a spokesperson and a pitch man. To do nothing. Yeah, that sounds like it makes all the sense in the world. Okay. All right, I think the Clippers will ultimately be punished. How the hell could we not expect that? Kawhi, are they going to void his contract? I don't expect it. But I think before the season starts, we're going to find out some type of punishment to the Clippers. Okay, moving on. We know one team, they're not being punished. They actually are adding. Kevin Durant is now a member of the Houston Rockets. That's all good and great. He's paired up with that great young team. And now that he's gone from Phoenix and now he's in Houston, are you going to stick around? Are you ending your career with the Rockets? Durant, what the hell is going on, man?
I do see myself signing a contract extension. I can't tell you exactly when that'll happen, but I do see it happening. And just seeing the quick progression of this franchise from where it was right after that James Harden, Chris Paul era, seeing when Ime got here and how he turned around so fast. Then I have some connections here within the organization, people I work with around the league already, so it just felt organic and natural coming into the gym, getting to be a Houston Rocket for the first time. So I always have respect for this coaching staff, this fan base, this state, this city. So it feels right.
Wow. Kevin Durant. Yeah, he can sign a contract extension today. Kevin Durant turned 37 years old. Yeah, Kevin Durant not slowing down. He can still go out there and get it on the offensive side of the ball. I would not expect to see him in every single game. But with this young team, do you need him? You want some of these other guys to step up, and you want Kevin Durant with all his experience and one of the best scorers in NBA history, you certainly want him to be the closer. It would certainly capture a lot of attention to help some of these other guys close. It's real bad that Fred VanVleet went down last week with an ACL injury before the season even started, but with Amen Thompson and Alperen Sengun, you would expect this squad to do some damage. Let's see what the Rockets can do this upcoming season. Speaking of teams in Texas maybe doing some damage, how about the San Antonio Spurs? Victor Wembanyama is back. He had to go through an entire offseason and His season ended prematurely last year with that blood clot in his arm. Victor Wembanyama says, listen, I have a different appreciation for life. He says, I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do this season. Apparently, Victor Wembanyama looks like he even grew another inch, like that was completely necessary. Apparently, he now stands at 7'4" without shoes. Victor Wembanyama is nothing but damn arms and legs. And people are going to expect for the Spurs to start taking a jump here. Let's take a listen to Wembanyama just talk about his offseason and training and how he's getting bigger and eating and stronger, all of the things.
And my training this summer, I mean, it was brutal, you know. It's been months. The first part of it was first, like, coming back and rehabbing and getting my abilities back. And after that, it was just so much developing, you know. And I can assure you nobody has trained like I did this summer. And this is my best summer so far. Like, I can tell the progress is just incredible.
Look, Victor Wembanyama, we saw him doing Tai Chi at temples and sitting in parks. He was all over the place. He's training with Kevin Garnett. He's had quite an interesting offseason. Let's see what the Spurs can do. So many young players, so much young talent. This is really going to be an exercise as to who fits around Victor Wembanyama before they start trading some of these dudes. We know De'Aaron Fox is not somebody that's going to get moved. You got Vassal and Harper and Castle. And it's time to see who fits around Wembanyama as they try to get a championship back in San Antonio sooner than later. But let's also keep in mind, well, Greg Popovich gone. You know, he's stepping down, or he has stepped down. He is now upstairs with the San Antonio Spurs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Spurs hoping for Mitch Johnson to kind of continue taking over for Popovich. Right now, the Dolphins lead the Jets 24-10. And meanwhile, in Denver, the Denver Broncos lead the Bengals 14-3. We're going to hear from some more NBA stars on the other side of the break. We got a big star who's going to headline the Super Bowl. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Okay, look at DJ Botch, okay? Hey, Botch, hey, fill everybody in. Why are you playing this?
Because this is the newly announced Apple Music, I guess it is, sponsored now. So Super Bowl performer Bad Bunny.
Yeah, we got Bad Bunny, one of the biggest pop stars in the world, who's going to be performing at next year's Super Bowl. Quite an interesting selection, politically driven in probably many ways. You think about Bad Bunny, who has recently refused to perform in the United States of America as a part of his global tour, not feeling comfortable with people attending his concerts and ICE raids. He made it very clear. And so I think Roc Nation, who's in charge of the halftime show, and Jay-Z is certainly looking to make a statement here. Let's take a listen. This is Bad Bunny excited for Super Bowl halftime show next year in San Francisco.
I'm really excited, but this is making me feel so happy because more than me, for everyone else, you know, I'm really excited for my friends, my family, Puerto Rico, all the Latino people around the world. I'm excited about my culture. I'm excited about everything, not just for me. You know what I'm saying?
No. This, I'm going to enjoy it. I like Bad Bunny. Well, but I'll tell you, you can expect some type of statement to be made. If you thought last year or this year's Super Bowl was kind of out of this world with Kendrick Lamar, maybe you like hip-hop, maybe you don't. It was a huge deal to see him perform and then also perform probably the biggest Screw You record that's ever been created against Drake. If you thought that was a statement, yeah, Bad Bunny is going to make a major statement on a major platform. I can almost guarantee that. Speaking of major statements right now, the Dolphins are trying to avoid an 0-4 start here. A 24-10, they lead the New York Jets. Meanwhile, in Denver, 14-3, the Broncos lead the Bengals. Tyreek Hill carted off the field with a knee injury. This is his 10th season in the NFL. This is a major knee injury for Tyreek Hill. Without a shadow of a doubt, this man's leg was broken. He was hauling in a pass on the sidelines, kind of dragged down to the ground. His leg caught underneath him and the defender. And Tyreek Hill, he was just sitting down. That man's leg was going the wrong direction. He's going to be out for the season without a shadow of a doubt. So how this affects him, his future, and also his health and his career as he moves forward. We know his game is pretty much predicated on speed. He is a world-class pain in the ass, but when it comes down onto the field, we know he's still one of the fastest. He's still one of the best receivers in the game. He's going to be 32 years old in March of next year. And how he ages, coming off of a major knee injury, knowing his game is on speed, maybe it's a benefit in him returning, maybe it's not. This is definitely going to have an effect on the Dolphins. At least today so far, they get unexpected production. You got Darren Waller out here with 2 touchdowns. Pretty wild. This is going to be the biggest story coming out of Miami, this injury to Tyreek Hill. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, next break, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We just told you about Bad Bunny, excited to perform at the halftime show for next year's Super Bowl. We're going to hear from some more NBA players. Giannis, is he excited for his career in Milwaukee? Is his career still going to take place in Milwaukee? We'll get into that. We have so much more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What's going on with these NFL games? What's going on in the world of sports? Well, it's time for a newsflash. Here he is. It's Marco Belletti.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Bengals are, well, they're down. I mean, who's surprised that they're down? As it stands right now, this minute, this second, out in Denver, Colorado, and this is why these doubleheader games, they stink. Sometimes they're not interesting. We got the Broncos leading the Bengals 14-3. The Dolphins lead the Jets 24-13. I don't expect any major changes before we get out of here to end the show. We did also know that Tyreek Hill, his knee is currently in an air cast. That leg is broken. We can expect Tyreek Hill to be out for the season. There's a lot of people online already making, you know, pretty much comments about that Malik Nabers goes down. And now you have Tyreek Hill who goes down. It's going to have some major implications for the Miami Dolphins. They may not go 0-4 tonight. I expect them to hold on and get this victory over the New York Jets. Mike McDaniel is certainly going to have to be creative and resourceful with this offense, probably relying a little bit more on A-Chan and guys to run the football. Jalen Waddle stepping up to be wide receiver number one. And who knows, maybe Darren Waller in his, I don't want to say return to the NFL with the Dolphins. It is a return. A brief retirement from the New York Giants, maybe you can count on Darren Waller to be some type of a threat as things continue on, the season continues on for the Miami Dolphins. Wow. And then here we also got some news. Bruce Bochy gone as manager of the Rangers. Wow. Rangers said Monday night Bruce Bochy mutually agreed to end his managerial tenure. He's been offered a front office role to stay in Texas in an advisory capacity. The Rangers finished this year 81-81, flat 500. You know, Botcha, the worst thing about Bruce Bochy being gone, you know what that is?
His press conferences are gone?
The voice, yeah. Bruce Bochy is the voice of God. He is. That he has the best voice in Major League Baseball. Maybe we can get you a clip of Bruce Bochy before we get out of here to end the show. But certainly sucks that we won't hear him anymore. He was my favorite press conference. Anytime listening to that guy was always a pleasure. Anyway, Before we continue on and get to a few things that took place this day in sports history, we heard from some of these press conferences earlier today from the NBA players. LeBron letting everybody know, yeah, I don't know when I'm going to quit. Kawhi saying, hey, this whole thing about aspiration, everything was done above board. There are no conspiracy theories. Kevin Durant says he ultimately wants to stay in Houston, finish up his career, get a contract extension done. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he spoke to the media. We didn't hear this from him on this show yet. Giannis basically talks about being in Milwaukee. A matter of fact, it was reported that Giannis had a conversation with the owner of the team, Wes Edens, about sticking around and not going anywhere and how much he loves Milwaukee. And then Giannis, that was relayed to him. Giannis said, I don't remember that being said. Listen to this.
We were talking to Wes Edens earlier. He told us about a meeting that you had with him in June where you kind of stated, like, you are committed to Milwaukee. I guess what kind of keeps you committed to Milwaukee, and what did you maybe see in that meeting with Wes that convinced you of their vision for this team going forward?
A meeting. Say that again, Eric. I had a meeting with Wes.
Yeah, you had a meeting with Wes in June.
I can't recall that meeting. I cannot recall that meeting. I'm not
I can't recall that meet. Well, damn. You would think you talk to the owner, maybe not every day. Maybe he does. I don't know. I can't recall that meeting. That doesn't sound good. I mean, if you're Wes Edens, how do you feel about that? You got your superstar player saying, I didn't say I was going to stay here. Ouch. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with Giannis keeping the pressure on the Milwaukee Bucks. I would certainly think that what he just said was strategic in nature. Well, Giannis is not saying anything about coming or going or staying in Milwaukee. Nikola Jokic, he spoke to the media today. Got guys like Bruce Brown back with the team. Good for him. Jokic says, me, I want to stay in Denver forever.
You bypassed the chance to sign an extension with the team this summer. Josh Kroenke has said they plan to offer you the full amount available next summer. Do you plan to sign the extension next year?
I mean, I don't think about it. I think those contracts, extensions comes as a reward, as a, something that is natural to the sport, especially in today's NBA, how you see how the salary cap is growing and everything. So my plan is to be the Nuggets forever. So that's my answer. Nuggets forever.
Yeah, the guy wants to sign a bigger contract extension. Whoopty freaking do. I mean, we could all have assumed that. Meanwhile, another big man, he's playing. Well, we hope he plays. He's going to be playing. It's Anthony Davis. This man is recovering from a detached retina. Next time you see Anthony Davis on a basketball court for the rest of his career, he's going to have to wear some goggles. Listen to this.
Yeah, that is a mandate from the doctor that I have to. So,
is there a time frame for that?
It's long, for the rest of the career. There's no, yeah, which I'm not too excited about. But so I've been wearing them in the summer, working out and everything like that. I'm trying to get used to them. But yeah, you guys will see me in the Horace Grants this year. Kareem's. No, it won't be like that. But I will have some protective eyewear for sure.
Yeah, okay. He could throw the goggles on. We'll see. I'm sure he'll be styling and profiling the best way he can out there. You know, it's a little bit of a joke that he's injured. Now he has to wear goggles the rest of his career. Yeah, not something that I would expect. And with that detached retina, his eye is still red. I mean, who knows when it'll fully heal. And well, we'll see. Good luck to Anthony Davis. Okay, that on the injury side of things. It's the end of the show. You know what that means? It's time for us to go through a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is September 29th, 2025. If we go back in time, how about this? This is an iconic moment in baseball history. 1954, Willie Mays, he had his over-the-shoulder catch in Game 1 of the World Series. Okay, the New York Giants went on to win 5-2 over Cleveland in Game 1. Let's take a listen to Willie Mays and that over-the-shoulder catch. This is an iconic call courtesy of MLB.
Illusion to a lot of people.
He called it an optical illusion. September 29th, 1977. Muhammad Ali, he beat Ernie Shavers. It was a 15-round decision. He won in unanimous fashion. This took place at Madison Square Garden, the Mecca in New York City. Muhammad Ali held on to his world heavyweight title. This was a decision. He didn't knock him out, and he was kind of knocked around in the second. Listen to Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time, on whether or not he was feeling kind of loopy in the second.
Second, ninth, the tenth.
No, I'm
standing the last one. There's the power of Allah, God. They pulled me through, stand my cars in the mosque together, and putting God before man, and this praise, always praising his name, he blesses me. So
Muhammad,
all thanks go to Allah.
Yeah, all praise to Allah. He's like, listen, man. Yeah, I got stunned all the damn time, and I made it. Here he is. He's still standing, or he was still standing, especially after that bout. September 29th, 1985. Speaking of standing, shout-outs to Warren Moon. You get Warren Moon here on the show. He's joined us on the JR Sport Brief Show a bunch of times. Warren Moon was playing for the Oilers. He was sacked 12 times, okay? His team, the Oilers, they lost to the Cowboys 17-10. Those 12 sacks, it's an NFL record. Come on, man. Why y'all beat up Warren Moon like that?
Here comes Ed Jones. Moon gets by him. Rolls out, being chased, and lets it fly. Incomplete. And the Cowboys take over. It was Kevin Brooks who was applying the pressure. And now they say that Moon was out of bounds back at the 25-yard line. If so, that might count as a sack, which would be the 12th sack of the game.
Oh, man, you need Bengay, an ice bath. I'm not going to ask Warren Moon about his 12 sack game. I don't think he has fond memories from that one. September 29th, these should be some fond memories. Sean Alexander in 2002. Yeah, the same guy who's now having 14 kids, 14th child on the way with his wife. Sean Alexander. He scored an NFL record 5 touchdowns in the first half as Seattle beat up the Vikings 48-23. He finished with 139 yards rushing. He had 92 receiving yards, and he had a touchdown. He almost had 6 in the game. Absolutely ridiculous. Listen to this compilation of how great this guy was in 2002.
By the delay, Alexander slipping another tackle, and he's on his way to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Seahawks. They go back to trips. The handoff, Alexander, into the end zone, on his knees. Touchdown, Seahawks. We're back to pass under a blitz. Here's the screen. Alexander, 20, 25, outside 30, on his feet, 35, 40, 50-yard line, to the 40, to the 30, to the 25. He's got room. Looking good for Sean Alexander, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Seahawks. 80 yards for Alexander on the screen. It's Alexander trailing strong. There he is, making 4 touchdowns for Alexander. Hand off Alexander.
There he goes.
Side, 5, end zone, touchdown, Seahawks. That's 5.
I think Sean's going to hang on to that football. I think he's going to take that baby home.
Man, yeah, don't say nothing about Sean Alexander and babies, okay? He has quite a few of those. September 29th, 2012, Geno Smith, 656 yards passing. He tied a Big 12 record with 8 touchdown passes. You heard me correctly, 8 touchdown passes in one game. West Virginia beat Baylor 70-63. Yeah, no defense in this game. None at all. Geno Smith, before he threw interceptions like yesterday in the NFL, listen to his 8th touchdown pass versus Baylor. This was on Fox.
Right now they're looking at second down. Play action. Geno Smith, good protection. Wants the deep ball. Smith, the time to find the open man.
They only rush three, and the pocket is perfect. And Geno Smith is allowed all day to find Bailey, who actually does a great job of tricking the defenders into stopping. He slows down, makes them think, oh, the play must be dead behind me. Bang, speeds up, touchdown, West Virginia.
I'm a jerk because I'm like, oh, that's great in 2012. It was just yesterday that the Raiders lost to the Bears 25-24. Geno Smith threw 3 interceptions. Yeah. And that was yesterday. So that's history that Geno would like to forget. And there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. Shout outs to Geno. Poor guy. 6 touchdowns and 7 interceptions on the season. You know, Tom Brady probably wants to cut him tomorrow and go out there and play himself. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Man, we've had a full show. Thank you so much to Gabe Lacks for joining us, talking all things Major League Baseball as the postseason starts tomorrow. Thank you to Sean Syed for joining us. Covers all things NFL for Sumer Sports, where they take a deep dive into all analytics surrounding the game. Thank you to Cordell Woodland for joining us to talk about the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, the Baltimore Ravens right now. Ooh, not looking good, especially with Lamar Jackson now out with a hamstring issue or dealing with a hamstring issue. We don't know the status because head coach John Harbaugh has not told us, okay? The JR Sport Brief Show is done. They're going to tell me to shut up and leave any second now. Hey, Ryan Boccia, thank you again for another amazing night.
Thank you for a great hosting show.
Hey, I just try to show up and not get the boot. Just coming out here and having fun. We got Monday Night Football games. We got a doubleheader going on right now. As it stands, the Dolphins lead the New York Jets 24-13. The Broncos lead the Bengals at halftime 21-3. I will be back on Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Have to handle some business with the familia tomorrow. David Shepard is going to come through and hold things down for the JR Sport Brief tomorrow. So make sure you tune in to David Shepard. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Do not go anywhere. Do not move, because Bart Winkler is coming up next here on the Infinity Sports Network, Coast to Coast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.